Ed, I want you to share something that we were discussing as a kind of a practical matter. All of us, I think, who have used the internet have at one time or other downloaded something.
Yes.
It may have been an app for our cell phone. It may have been a small program for our computers, any number of things. And you discovered something the other day that I think was really worth talking about.
Well, there's two things. First is I wanted to prepare an old tablet that I had for my father and so that he can use it. And when I was in the Google Play Store and I wanted to download a free app, if it wanted more than four or five items to sniff at on my tablet, mm-hmm. I would not download that free app. I don't mind it having access to my pictures and maybe my Wi-Fi access.
Oh, okay,
and my
that's what you mean by
services.
Sniff at. It wanted access to
it
all sorts of different.
Access to, you know, some of them want access to everything, especially the gambling ones, the casino ones,
and they don't need it.
They don't need it. Yeah. So that's why they're free. They want to get that information.
That's the price.
Yes.
And so
do not need access to my default email application.
There's a warning. Right. Number one warning when you're downloading something, folks, watch out for what it wants to connect to. And you don't have to allow it to connect to anything.
Yes.
And by the way, a lot of them want to connect to your contacts.
Yes.
Right? And I never allow them to do that. If I want to use that app with one of my contacts, I will make that decision. Somebody else won't take my contacts. And who knows what they're going to do with them? Well, I know what they're going to do with them. They're going to go market to them.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Right? So all the people that I, or all the companies that are marketing to me, I know that somebody, one of my friends, I guess that's the term I will use.
Former friends.
If I could find out who it is, they won't be my friend any longer. I want to be off of their contact list. Yeah. But that's what they do. So, please, if you like your friends, don't sign up.
Okay, so watch out for what they want to connect to. What are some of the other things you discovered?
The other thing is I wanted to download this application and reload an Android operating system on this HP tablet that I had. Mm-hmm. HP had a tablet with the Palm OS on there. Mm-hmm. Of course, that went south very quick. They stopped manufacturing it, but I had the ability to install a version of Android on there that makes it still a very relevant and a functional unit.
Now, this may be Chinese to many of the people who are listening, except what you discovered when you were downloading things.
So, yes. So when I went to an article that was 3 years old from 2012, and the article had YouTube videos on there, step-by-step instructions, and links to download the utilities and the packages I needed to load this version of Android. The article was still good. Unfortunately, the website that it it pointed to had been poisoned.
Now, tell me what you mean by poison.
That the file that I was attempting to download was not the correct file anymore. So instead of it being a 256 megabyte file, which luckily the author actually says this file should be 256 megabytes.
Oh, that was really good.
So I'm going to have to amend how I, in my utilities on the Internet Advisor, I'll actually specify the sizes on there. So for that same reason, because it's very helpful. When I went to these sites to download it, it was only 250 or 600K, and it was an executable, not a PKZ file, which is a package file.
It's a package file. Yeah. So here's the thing that you're talking about. To translate a little bit.
So what happened was is that the download site had somehow been compromised, and someone actually put on their viruses.
So that smaller file, and there's a little giveaway that has been poisoned, the smaller file being an executable meant that was the malware that was coming down, disguised as
a legitimate download. Had the same file name. So you wonder why this can happen. And my antivirus software, I actually downloaded one of them, and neither one of the antiviruses malware bytes, nor Microsoft Security Essentials or the Defender, during the download process, flagged it as being malicious.
Wow. Kelly, you were going to say something?
Because you've invited it on to your computer. You said, no, I want to download this.
I wonder if that's the case. Yeah. Anyway, Kelly, you were going
to
say?
I think this goes back to the same old saying, same old adage for years and years and years. There is no free lunch.
Absolutely.
And I always have a problem with using free software that doesn't come from like a manufacturer that's trusted. Mm-hmm. So, I always look at it with a grain of salt. I mean, a lot of it out there can be very, very good because there's young people, young companies starting up, trying to get their product going, and they'll give it away free in the beginning, and then maybe later on, as they add features, they'll charge more and stuff for it. But be very wary of what you get for freeware, because you have to check it out thoroughly using some of the guidelines that Ed gives, because there is no free lunch.
I found and that's a difference. I wanted, there's a distinction between what Cal's pointing out and what I was talking about. What I was, the site was actually compromised, and most of its download was now poisoned, were actually viruses.
Yeah, and these were
probably unbeknownst to the people actually that are hosting those downloads.
And that's what, folks, we're trying to make you aware of, and hopefully, as a public service, make you aware that when you're downloading, a lot of these sites that have legitimate, initially had legitimate downloads, have been poisoned. The bad guys have gotten in and have compromised those things, so they've swapped them out. So what looked like a legitimate file is now a poison file.
And be aware that the fact that we're not just talking about downloading programs for running on your computers. It can be same poisoning can be done to music, to movies, and all those sort of things. So everything with a grain of salt.
Right.
It can even be a website.
Yes.
And that's a lot of times what will happen is the virus or the malware will hide itself. And it's called cryptography, right? It'll hide itself in the image, and it's very hard to do